No political trek through Green Bay would be complete without football. This time, the motorcade bypassed Lambeau Field and the Packers. Instead, the Massachusetts senator hit the practice field at West High School, home of the Wildcats. John Kerry joined the action and tossed the ball with the varsity team.
Well, I got to run through a couple of plays, and on one, my pitch-off got fumbled, and I forgot that we weren't playing, so I grabbed the ball as fast as I could, fell on it, and rolled over thinking, boy, they're not getting this ball. That's all there is to it.
The Kerry campaign bills his outdoor chat sessions as a front porch tour. This time, the event was technically in the backyard of Susan Labs and family.
Hello, everyone. My name is Susan Labs, and I'd like to welcome you to my home. I can't tell you how thrilled and excited I am to have Senator John Kerry at my home and in our community, talking to my friends and family, my neighbors, about such important issues such as health care.
Kerry explained that his health care plan includes coverage for all American children. It would also move people who need catastrophic care to government programs. He said the rationale is that by having federal programs cover people who need the most extensive and expensive care, healthier people could save money on their private health insurance premiums. And Kerry blasted the Bush administration for passing what he called a flawed Medicare prescription drug bill.
They blocked Medicare from being able to go out and bulk purchase drugs so they could lower the cost to the taxpayer and to the seniors of America so they could put $139 billion in the pockets of their friends in the drug companies. That's not the kind of America that John Edwards and I think is fighting for the middle class.
If elected, Kerry vowed to return the drug bill to Congress. In the 2000 election, Wisconsin narrowly went to Democrat Al Gore, but the northeastern part of the state has traditionally leaned Republican. Kerry asked those in the backyard to try to convert their more conservative friends.
You just look them in the eye and say, there is nothing conservative about running up piles of debt in the biggest deficit in American history and landing it on top of these kids over here. There's nothing conservative about that, folks. We can do a better job.
Kerry's campaign has won the endorsement of a group of 10 Nobel economists who think his economic plan is better than that of the Bush-Cheney ticket. The Democrats' campaign has spent a lot of time and money fending off attacks on Kerry's military record. The challenger warned of more negativity to come. He's expecting criticism of his and John Edwards' backgrounds as lawyers.
Now, you know, you're going to hear some very unfair and ridiculous attacks in the next week suggesting that, you know, that's a problem with Kerry and Edwards, et cetera. Let me tell you something. There are no two better people as lawyers to fix it and make sense out of it, and we will, and it's in our health care plan.
Kerry said that plan includes tort reform to cut down on lawsuits that are driving up the cost of malpractice insurance for doctors. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.